But I wish to assure all that in memory of this great man, Engineer Dr. Sir Paul Victor Obi, together we can build a prestigious and enviable university. I hope the spirit of PB will guide the university to enable KM University to achieve the best. KM University was obviously responsible in part to whatever PB did for Ghana, and we as alumni are proud of its unique achievements. As you are undoubtedly aware, PB acquired as a student leader at KM University, later blossomed into an extraordinary asset and set him on the path to national leadership. One early morning soon after the 31st December revolution, I was waked from my office at KM University to Gondabad by no other person than Mr. Chatucha Chika. Late that night, as I was being ushered under escort anyway, across a street to meet my interviewer, which included my good friend Professor Kwame Ahoy and other past student leaders, I saw PB holding an AK-47 assault rifle with Jerry John Rawlings, who was holding nothing. Seeing PB, I realized I was in safe hands. PB at the same time served as TNDC coordinating secretary and rose to become PNDC member and chairman of the committee of secretaries, and he was de facto prime minister of Ghana. From 1992 to 1997, he served as presidential advisor on governmental affairs, and in December 2008 was appointed chairman of the transitional committee that oversaw the transfer of power from President J. Kufuor to President J.E.A. Mills. PB was a man of broad experience who over 40 decades had great influence on public policy and politics in Ghana. A faithful, reliable and loyal servant who, imbued with an inquiring and incisive mind, could argue himself out of difficult situations. PB was very civil and courteous to his colleagues and those of the political divide.